You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Doug Reed. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. That's R-E-I-D-3-4. This is Sports Ethos presentation, and if you haven't already, please check out our site at sportsethos.com. You can see all of our podcasts across every sport, individual team podcast, wagering analysis, fantasy advice, football obviously going hot and heavy, baseball wrapping up, but still a lot of information, daily podcasts in both. Wagering show here. Basketball is starting to heat up, a few weeks away from really getting going. And Dan Vesperis, you can follow him on his daily NBA podcast, which goes every day through the offseason and through the season. He's been really ramping up some preseason fantasy advice too to look at. So definitely check it out. If you're in fantasy football, though, check out JP Stico. He's at JPSTICCO. And he hosts our fantasy football today. Also on game day on Sundays, do a live YouTube show before the game start. Great information. We had a great weekend last to kick off the season from wagering side, and a good weekend in fantasy as well. But wagering, we did really well. And as baseball wraps up, also check out Joe Arrigo. He's on Twitter at JoeArrigo99. Joe, then O-R-R-I-C-O-99. He hosts our MLB Today podcast, daily podcast, all things fantasy. Great information there as the season hits the last few weeks of the year. I'm going to get straight into the board today. 17 Major League Baseball games, two early doubleheaders. We're going to skip those because those are already in progress. We had Pittsburgh at the Reds and Tampa at Toronto in the first game, but we're going to skip those and jump straight to the inning slate, which starts at 6:10 in the East. We have the LA Angels in Cleveland to face the Guardians. You get the Angels at +110. The home Guardians are favored at -130. Total here is 8. You also get the Guardians at a very large +160 on the run line. For the Angels, I'm actually on the Angels money line here. I got it at 116. I said +110. You shop around. I got it a little while ago. +116. They throw lefty Jose Suarez to the on the mound. 86 innings, 3.77 ERA, 1.26 whip. 84 strikeouts, just 31 walks. Going against Cody Morris, who's only pitched 6 innings in the majors. ERA of 3, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, 1.67 whip. But I'm liking the Angels at a plus line here because Suarez has pitched quite well. In his last few outings, he hasn't given up an earned run in his last 3 outings, which totals 17 in the 3rd innings. He gave up 1 run to Oakland, but it was on earned. Now, 2 of those outings were against Oakland, 1 was against KC. I realize that. But on the season, he's been doing well. But the key here is he's a lefty. And Cleveland does not hit lefties well. Overall, batting average, the Guardians are hitting .231 against lefties, 24th in the majors. 300 on base percentage, 26th, and a .332 slugging, 29th. So second worst team in slugging. So runs could be a premium. And the flip side, the Angels have two of the best players in the majors. And Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. But Mike Trout is on a 7-game home run hitting streak now. I don't necessarily think he's going to hit his 8th tonight, but he could. But their offense has been clicking a little lately. So straight up, I like the Guardians as a better team. But with Suarez going against the unproven young Morris, I like Suarez. He's been pitching well. And the Guardians struggle against lefties. So maybe first 5 total, you could look at 2. Total here is 8. Excuse me. But I like the Angels in general in this game, catching a plus money line. So I get a plus 116, but anything plus 110 or above is definitely worth a play, I think. 640 in the East, we have the Houston Astros in Detroit to face the Tigers. The Astros come in at a very large minus 230 on the money line. You can get the home Tigers plus 190. And the total here is set at 8, juice to the over at minus 115. And you can get the Astros at minus 135 on the run line. Houston throws out their young righty, who's basically replacing Justin Verlander in the rotation. Verlander's expected to maybe come back this weekend, early next week. But regardless, Hunter Brown, young righty, just 6 innings, didn't give up any runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, very good prospect. He's a bit of a clone of Verlander, from what I've heard and seen, as far as how he pitches and what he looks like. Going against the struggling Tigers line, they throw Drew Hutchison, 86 innings, 4.08 ERA, 1.43 whip. 36 walks, walking too many guys, 56 strikeouts, not striking out enough, although Houston does strike out. But I can't get behind the Astros at minus 230. That's just too much. I like Brown, although, you know, he's pitched 1 game. And even though Detroit's struggling, they are a major league team. So hard to say if he's that dominant, as good as he looked in his 1 outing. He is a good prospect, but can't lay minus 230. Even the run line at minus 135 is a little steep for me. Next game, 640 is an NL East battle. The Phillies are in South Beach to play the Marlins. You get the Phillies at plus 105. The Marlins at home, minus 125. Total here is 7. So obviously pitchers do expect it. Used to be over at minus 120. And you can get the home fish on the run line at plus 165. Now, I think this is probably the only way that the Marlins would be favored is because they have their ace Sandy Alcantara on the mound. 196 2/3 innings, 2.43 ERA, 1.01 whip. 47 walks and 177 strikeouts. Flip side is Bailey Falter, the lefty for the Phillies, is on the hill, 62 2/3 innings, 4.02 ERA, 1.2 whip, 13 walks, and 55 strikeouts. Now, I'm on this game for the first 5 under total 3.5. So the first 5 total under 3.5, I got that at minus 110. I like the Phillies a little at plus 105. The thing is, Alcantara has been so dominant this season, he can go 8 or 9 innings and shut them down. But Falter is a lefty, and much like the Guardians' analysis, Miami's even worse against lefties. Against left-handed pitching, they are the worst in all 3 hitting categories. So batting average at 206 against lefties, on-base percentage 270, and slugging 322, number 30 in all 3 categories. So I don't see them being able to get to Falter for a lot of runs, and Alcantara can shut down pretty much anybody. He has faced the Phillies, let me look, 5 times already this year. Held them to, going back to April, 2 runs and 6 1/3, 2 runs and 7 2/3, 2 runs over 8, 4 runs over 7 2/3, and 3 runs about a week ago over 6 innings. So the Phillies have gotten him for a couple runs. If they can do that again, I can see that. But I can also see Falter shutting the fish down for the first 5 innings. So I'm going to go, I am on at minus 110, the first 5 under 3.5. I think Alcantara can get back to this thing. People are saying he struggled lately, but it's interesting when you break down his numbers. Last game, he pitched 9 innings, no earned runs against Cincinnati. Prior to that, 7 2/3, 4 earned runs against Philly. Prior to that, 7 innings, no earned runs against San Diego. 3 2/3, the Dodgers lit him up for 10 hits, 6 earned runs. But a week before that, he pitched a complete game, 9 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts against LA. So he's been a little bit up and down, considering most of the year he was just up. But I still think he has the ability to shut the Phillies down, at least for the first half of the game. So going to be on that first 5. Next game is the second game of the Pirates-Reds doubleheader. And we get the Pirates coming in at plus 120, the home Reds at minus 140. Total here 9.5, and you can get the Reds at plus 145. I don't necessarily have any pitching. I have Luis Ortiz going for the Pirates, making his major league debut, and Cruz on the hill, from what I can see, for the Reds. So don't really have much of analysis on this. I guess I would lean the Reds, just going against a rookie pitcher making his first outing. But too hard to say, especially second half of doubleheader. So this is a complete stay away from me. Next game, 7-5 in East. We'll break down a second. We're going to take a quick break and get back to that when we're...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to get back to the second half of the card here. And the Orioles make this short trip over to Washington to play the Nationals, 7-5 in the East. You get the O's on the road at minus 160, the home Nats at plus 140. Total here is 8.5. You can get the Orioles at plus 105 is what I'm seeing on the run line. I'm pulling up the O's game here. You get Dean Kramer on the mound for the Orioles, 94 and two-thirds innings, 3.23 ERA, 1.23 whip, 71 strikeouts, so having a good season. Pitching better at home, but having a good season. You get Corey Abbott, the young righty, on the bump for the Nats. Just 32 innings pitched, 4.22 ERA, 1.19 whip, 13 walks and 29 strikeouts. I like the O's here. The Nats have been hitting. The Nats have been scoring a lot lately. But I like the O's. I just can't back them at minus 160, and I'm not going to back them on the run line. Especially the way the Nats have been hitting. They've been getting to a lot of pitchers lately. I still think they are still one of the weaker teams in the majors, but not going to bat the O's at minus 160. Next game is the second game of the doubleheader between the Rays and the Jays, the AL East battle for wildcard supremacy. I'm not sure either team can catch the Yankees, but the way the Yankees are going lately, I'm not sure of anything in the AL East. You have Yandy Chiros on the hill. He will be... pretty much an opener, might go one or two innings in typical Rays fashion. And Alek Manoah, the Jays ace on the hill, 171 innings for Manoah, 2.42 ERA, 0.99 whip, 41 walks, 158 strikeouts. I don't have any lines up in this game. The first game's just wrapping up. Well, they're late in the game. I would imagine that Manoah and the Jays are going to be minus 130, minus 140 favorites. I'm not going to be on it. I like Manoah. The Rays have always seemed to have the Jays number. Jays won yesterday. The Rays are winning today. I wouldn't lean either way, actually. Complete stay away from me in this game. I do like Manoah, but the Rays are going to do their bullpen game kind of thing, and that is always tough to handle because they usually have a solid pen. 7-10 in the East, we have Jacob deGrom and the Mets hosting the Cubs and Adrian Sampson. So we have... the Cubs coming in at plus 325. The Mets at minus 425. Total here, 7. Juice to the under at minus 120. And you can get the Mets at 170 on the run line. If you're looking to back the Mets, you really need to almost go an alt run line of minus 2.5 because there's no way I can put minus 425 on anybody. I would argue pretty easily that Jacob deGrom is the best pitcher in the majors right now. But I'm not backing anybody at minus 425. What I am on, though, is a Sampson strikeout prop of over 2.5. And I got that at minus 130. When I look at his numbers lately, he's been basically getting, so he's got to get 2.5 strikeouts. In his last few games, he has, let's see, he has 4 strikeouts. No, sorry, looking at the wrong word. Against Cincinnati, he only got 6 innings, only got 1 strikeout. But prior to that, he had 4 against St. Louis, 2 against Milwaukee. He's got on the season 55 strikeouts and 76 and 2/3 innings. But the Mets strike out a lot. Number 2 in majors at strikeouts per 9, 9.57 per 9. So just over 1 per inning and a little worse at home, 9.69. So I don't think Sampson is necessarily going to shut them down by any stretch. And the Mets bats have been struggling a little lately, but they strike out a lot. So they strike out 1 per inning on average. Even if he's not hitting that, if he goes 5 or 6 innings, he should be able to get, I think, to that number. So I'm on an Adrian Sampson over 2.5 Ks. Got that at minus 130. Next game of the night is an AL East battle between the best and the worst in the AL East. 7-10, we get the Yankees in Boston to play the Red Sox. The Yanks come in at minus 160 on the money line and the home Sox at plus 140. You can get a total of 8.5, juiced evenly at minus 110 on both sides. And you can get the Yankees run line at an even plus 100. Cole has pitched well. People are saying he's been struggling lately, but and struggling against the Red Sox, maybe a little. But there's no way you can, I think, ever fade Gerrit Cole. 171 to third innings, 3.2 ERA, 1.02 whip, 218 strikeouts. On the flip side, Nick Pivetta, 155 in the third innings, 4.29 ERA, 1.32 whip, 148 strikeouts. Now, Pivetta was a bit of a darling, certainly in fantasy and some betting circles earlier in the year. But he's really fallen off. He's righted the ship a tad lately. But I am on the Yankees first 5 over 2.5. I got that at even plus 100. So anywhere from, I'm going to say, minus 110 to even money, I would be on the first 5. Because when I look at Pivetta's numbers, he's pitched 3 times against the Yankees this year. April, once in April, 2 in July. 5 2/3 in April, 4 earned runs. 3 1/3 in July, 6 earned runs. 4 1/3 in July, 7 earned runs. So he's been giving up a lot of runs to the Yankees. I know their bats haven't been super hot lately, but I think can they get to him for a few runs? Total here is 8.5 on the game. So even with Cole pitching, the market thinks there's going to be some runs scored. And I can see them getting to Pivetta for a few runs early. He's been giving up a lot of hits in those games. He's got against the Yankees, he's got, let's see, 13 1/3 innings, and he's given up 19 hits. So he's given up a lot of hits. He's given up 8 walks in that period too. Struck out 13 batters. So see the Yanks being able to get to him. I can't back them at minus 160. They're just too inconsistent lately. Even the run line and even plus 100, I'm not going to be on. 7:40 in the East in AL Central battle between the Royals and the Minnesota Twins. The Royals send Chris Bubich to the hill, and they're at plus 165 on the money line. The home Twins behind Joe Ryan are minus 185. Total here, 8.5. Juice to the under, minus 115. You can get the Twins at plus 115 on the run line. A game I'm staying away from. Ryan's the better pitcher. I like him at home as well. Comes in 122 1/3 innings, 4.05 ERA, 1.16 whip, and 124 strikeouts. Bubich, on the other hand, 111 2/3 innings, 5.4 ERA, 1.64, an ugly 1.64 whip. 54 walks, 88 strikeouts. So walking too many guys, not striking out enough. I like the Twins, but not at minus 185. And even on the run line, the way they've been hitting inconsistently lately, after getting swept on the weekend by the Guardians, their playoffs hopes, I think they're about 4.5, 5 games out now, still behind the White Sox and the AL Central leading Guardians. So at minus 185, I can't back them. They need to win this game. They need to win this series. But the way they've been playing lately, don't have a lot of faith at that price. 7:45 in the East, we have the Brewers in St. Louis to face the Cards. If the Brewers have any hope of catching the Cards, they pretty much need to sweep this series, and I don't see that happening. Brewers come in at plus 165 on the money line. The home Cards minus 185. Total here, 7.5, juice to the over at minus 115. And you get the Cards on the run line at plus 115, which is something I'm going to look at a fair bit. I like the Cards behind Jordan Montgomery. He comes in 30 2/3 innings since trade to St. Louis, 1.76 ERA, 0.82 whips, just 4 walks, 28 strikeouts. He's been fantastic since he's been there. Matt Bush will simply be an opener. I don't think he's pitched more than an inning again this year. 12 innings, 4.5 ERA, 1.25 whip, 16 strikeouts. I like the Cards, not at minus 185. On the run line, perhaps their bats can get to anybody and certainly get to Bush at 115. So a pretty hard lean there, and I might pull the trigger on that a little later. In the AL West, we go 8:05 Eastern time. We have the Oakland Athletics in Texas to face the Rangers. The A's come in at plus 120. The home Rangers minus 140. Total here is 8.5. Juice to the under, minus 115. You can get the Rangers at plus 140 on the run line. Not a game I'm going to be on. Oakland sends young lefty Ken Waldachuk to the mound. Just 10 innings, 3.6 ERA, 8 strikeouts, 1.2 whip. And lefty Cole Ragans for Texas, 21 to third innings, 3.8 ERA, 1.45 whip. Just 13 walks and 12 strikeouts. That's never a good thing when you have more walks and strikeouts, but only 12 strikeouts in 21 to third innings. So he's had a few good games, and I think there's a good chance he's in the rotation next year. But I can't back them. Oakland put up some good runs at home recently. Sorry, put up some runs and some good totals at home recently. But I just don't have a feeling for either of these pitchers. I like Reagan's more. I like Texas. Minus 140 is a little steep, and I'm not going to run line in this game. Next game, 8:10 in the East. We have Colorado Rockies in Chicago to play the White Sox. You get the Rockies on the road at plus 170. The home Sox as big favorites at minus 200. Total here, 8.5. Juice to the under at minus 115. And you can get the Sox on the run line at minus 1.5. And I'm on a few plays here. First of all, I'll give you the pitchers. We have ready Chad Kuhl on the hill for the Rockies. 117 innings pitched, 5.38 ERA, a 1.51 whip. So he's given up 1.5 base runners per inning. Not good, Bob. 50 walks, 92 strikeouts. Righty Michael Kopech on the hill for the White Sox, 114 and a third innings, 3.78 ERA, 1.22 whip, 102 strikeouts. And I'm on the Sox first five over 2.5, and I got that at about minus 105. So anywhere, I would take that probably anywhere, to be honest with you, anywhere up to minus probably 115 or even 120. I like the Sox in the first five being able to get the Kuhl. The reason being, if you look at Kuhl's recent outings, he's been giving up a lot of runs. So a week ago, 4 1/3 innings get to Milwaukee, five runs. 4 2/3 to Atlanta before that, three runs. Before that, the Mets, 5 innings, 3 runs. Before that, at San Diego, 5 innings, 9 runs. The Dodgers, 3 2/3 innings, 5 runs. At Milwaukee, 2 1/3, 5 runs, 3 earned. San Diego, 4 2/3. 300 runs. So in every one of his last seven outings, he's given up over 2.5 runs. So the White Sox have been inconsistent. A few of their bats have been hot lately. I like them to get to Kuhl early. I also have the Sox run line. I could give it out at plus 110-ish. I like that number. I got it at plus 105, so missed that a little bit. But I would take that. I would take the Sox run line, to be honest with you, anywhere minus 110 or better. So plus 110, definitely on that. Then I'm also on Jimenez for the Sox to get an RBI. So over 0.5 ribbies, I got that at plus 140. Jimenez has been hitting fantastic. The last five games, he's 11 for 23, 9 ribbies in that period. So he's hot. He's driving in runs. He's hitting fourth in their order. But it's part of that, but it's also going against Kuhl. If they're going to score in the first five, which I think they are, there's a good chance. You know, even if Kuhl pitches well, he's going to get 2 to 3 at-bats, Jimenez, in the first five innings. And I think they're going to get the Kuhl, and I think he could be one of the guys cashing some of the runs. So Jimenez over 0.5 ribbies, get it at a plus 140. Next game is what I think is a pitcher's game of the night, 9:40 in the East. Dodgers are in Arizona to face the D-backs. And we have Clayton Kershaw on the bump for the Dodgers. And Merrill Kelly on the hill for the D-backs. Dodgers come in as huge favorites, minus 200 on the road. D-backs at home, plus 170. Total here is 8. I'm actually surprised. That's a little high. I would maybe look to the under. It's at juice to minus 120. I would lean there. You can get the Dodgers at minus 120 on the run line. Now, the Dodgers, it seems that when the Dodgers win, they have a great propensity to win by 2 or more. So their run line has been cashing a ton. But I don't like going against Merrill Kelly. Merrill Kelly, 171 and 2/3 innings, 2.94 ERA, 1.0 8 whip, 147 strikeouts. Kershaw, on the other hand, is doing his Kershaw things. 96 and a third, 2.62 ERA, 0.97 whip, and 102 strikeouts. Let me just pull up some of the recent game logs, though, for Kelly. I think at plus 170, I'm not probably going to do this, but I think there's some value on the D-backs. They've been hitting well lately. I know it's Kershaw. I don't really like going against Kershaw. I rarely do, if ever. But Kelly has pitched fairly well lately, although he got hit hard last game by San Diego. Gave up no runs before that to Milwaukee. And his last five or six outings, he's given up a few runs. He's also got a couple games where he gave up no runs over seven innings. So he has the ability to pitch well. He's pitched decent against the Dodgers this year. Three earned runs, one game, eight and two innings. Eight earned runs, two innings, another game, and six innings, three earned runs. So I think he'll keep the D-backs in the game. That's why I'm not on the run line for the Dodgers. And at minus 200, I can't take the Dodgers. So I definitely think there's value in the D-backs at plus 170. I'm not going to be on it, though. Second last game of the night is also a pitcher's duel. We've got at 9:40 in the East, the Padres fly up to Seattle to take on the Mariners. Stay in Seattle, take on the Mariners. Even 110 on both sides of this game. Total 7.5. Juice to the under at minus 125. You can get the home M's at, from what I'm seeing, plus 185 in the run line. Not going to touch this game. We've got Yu Darvish against Logan Gilbert. Darvish, 168 and two-thirds innings. 3.31 ERA, 0.98 whip, 168 strikeouts. Gilbert, on the other hand, 161 and two-thirds innings. 3.23 ERA. 1.20 whip and 151 strikeouts. So guys with pretty similar numbers, obviously a little lean to Darvish. But Padres bats, you know, I've said this a number of times in the show, since the Juan Soto trade, it's just been frustratingly, I don't even know if that's a word, inconsistent. So I don't know what team's going to show up. If their bats show up and Darvish shows up, this is Padres win. If they don't show up, I think Gilbert's shown he can shut down pretty much anybody. And the Mariners bats behind Julio Rodriguez have been hitting well lately. So if they can get to Darvish and he has one of his off days, they can put up some runs too. Anything maybe a first five under, I just stay away. I just can't get a feel for this game. It's going to be a fun game to watch. It'll be a good pitcher's matchup, but not sure which way to go. Last game of the night has the Atlanta Braves in San Francisco to face the Giants, 9:45 in the East. You get the road Braves at minus 165. The home Giants plus 145. Total here is 8. Juice to the over at minus 115. And you can get even money at plus 100 on the Braves run line. If anything, I might look to the under at minus 105. Kyle Wright is on the hill for the Braves. 17-5. He's probably going to have to win out three. Maybe doubt he has four starts left. And they'll probably try and... although they're battling for the NL East, so not sure if they'll be trying to set their pitching rotation for the playoffs. But regardless, he's 17-5, 158 and two-thirds innings, 3.23 ERA, 1.15 whip, 154 strikeouts. Having a fantastic season. Jacob Junis has had a decent year for the Giants, even though he was hurt for a good chunk of it. 92 and two-thirds innings, 3.98 ERA, 1.18 whip, just 20 walks at 80 strikeouts. You get the Braves at minus 165. I like them. I don't like them that much. Maybe a run line. Although the Giants, as ugly as that team has been, and I'm a huge Giants fan, their hitting has been so inconsistent. Pitching not a whole lot better. They have the ability, it seems, to keep games close. So what I would probably look at is the under 8, the total of minus 105. I'd probably go with the under. I'm leaning on that. I'm not on that yet. So that wraps up the 15 games I've covered. Just to quickly go through, I've got the Angels on the money line at plus 116 over Cleveland, mostly because Cleveland does not hit lefties well. Another team that doesn't hit lefties well is Miami, but they're throwing Sandy Alcantara. So I've got the first five of Philadelphia at Miami going under 3.5. Then the Cubbies and the Mets. I've got the Cubbies pitcher Adrian Sampson over 2.5 Ks. Boston and the Yankees have got the first five over. I think the Yankees get to Pavetta, first five over 2.5. And then Colorado and the White Sox. I've got the White Sox first five against Chad Kuhl over 2.5. I've got the White Sox in the run line, minus 1.5, obviously. And Jimenez over 0.5 ribbies. Got that at a nice plus 140, so hopefully that prop hits. So not a lot of pure sides in this tonight for a couple first fives, some pitching props. And the one side I have is the LA money line. Well, and the White Sox run line. So a little bit all over, a few plays on the board. Hopefully there's something you like in there. Before I go, though, I want to remind you of our buddies at Manscaped. If you haven't already, go to manscaped.com. And when you check out, use the code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20, to get 20% off your order and free shipping. And as I said at the start of the show, even if you're not in, if you're into fantasy football or baseball, you got to check out our guys, JP Sticko on the football side and Joe Arrico on the baseball side. I have a daily podcast. It's fantasy related. JP gets into a lot, gets into some sides and numbers and his analysis of the games as well. But I think even if you're looking for wagering advice, they're great shows to listen to. These guys know their sports inside and out. So definitely check that out. And as I said at the start, you can follow me on Twitter, Doug_Reed34, and check out sportsethos.com, our site. Lots of valuable information there, lots of free information. You can get our wager pass for $15 a month. You can get our fantasy pass for a few more dollars. And I think one of the greatest benefits with those packages, you get in our Discord. Our Discord's a blast. You know, you can get in there. You don't have to say anything. You can just kind of lurk and check things out. But we post all our plays in there. There's always commentary. Everybody's always, you know, asking questions. Some of our members, a lot of our handicappers are in there, you know, giving game day thoughts, giving numbers. We're usually pretty early on the football, college football, and the NFL football. You know, we've already got some plays and comments in there. Always happy to answer questions in there. So I think it's a great package. It's a great price. You've definitely, from the wager pass point of view, you've definitely made money every month since the start of the year. With our plays and our tips, and just for $15 a month. So check this out, and I think you'll be happily, pleasantly surprised at sportsethos.com. Check us out and you get lots of information there. Or follow me on Twitter, Doug_Reed34. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hopefully you got some plays that interest you tonight. Hopefully we can all make some money, and we will catch you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.